AC9HO neck control. Yeah, I'm wondering too. I don't think so, only I'm not optimistic, let's say that, because that 52 has been out for a very long time. Now, granted, they do have a newer version out, and maybe they made it ready and just didn't tell anybody. That's possible. And for anybody who doesn't know, the 5200 will also have D-Star, which is a digital mode, not mode, it's a digital, what do they call it, you know, analog digital. You can talk digital, but you can only talk on D-Star repeaters, and there are no D-Star repeaters that close to us. So, and then the Kenwood also does D-Star. So they both have that D-Star capability. But two good radios. I like the way they both look. The price, not too fond of the price, but that ICOM HT is, for an HT, it's only a couple $100 cheaper than the mobile, and I would buy the mobile all day long over that HT for sure. But I was considering that ICOM 5200 until my wife lost her job, but I was considering that and putting that in the truck, but we'll see. I don't know about it now. It's not a deal breaker. I was just very disappointed.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked at the price too. When it came out, I thought it was going to be around like $750, you know, $750 or something like that. But also, I know the reports from Japan for the Kenwood is at full duplex, and I don't know if the 5200 is yet or not. I guess we'll find out more in a few weeks for Ham Fair, or about a month, I guess. Back to net control.